Guard Jonathan Lloyd scored a career-high 24 points last night, leading Oregon to a 64-59 home win over UTEP. The 5'8 sophomore was 8 for 11 from the field, 7 of 8 from beyond the arc. The Ducks were a perfect 6 for 6 from the line in the final 119. To close out the game, they improved 4-1 on the season. Speaking of the Ducks, Friday could mark the final game in Autzen Stadium for Duck running back LaMichael James. The redshirt junior is a prime candidate to declare for the NFL draft once the season is complete. NFL experts say there's little Oregon's all-time rushing leader could do in another college season to improve his draft stock. James, though, says he's not thinking about it right now. My bet, he jumps to the NFL. Detroit defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh plans to appeal his two-game suspension. Suh was ejected from the Lions' Thanksgiving Day loss to Green Bay after he was flagged for his unsportsmanlike conduct. Lions head coach Jim Schwartz says losing Suh for two games is going to be tough.
Obviously, it hurts to lose any player for two games, much less a player like Ndamukong Suh. But there's accountability for our actions.
Suh shoved Green Bay offensive lineman Evan Dietrich Smith's head into the turf several times and then stomped on his right arm in that game. He is slated to miss games against New Orleans and Minnesota, but would be eligible to return December 18th against Oakland. The Portland product has been fined three times in his two seasons for excessive hits to quarterbacks. The NBA will partially lift the lockout tomorrow. Players will reportedly be allowed to use team facilities and work with trainers on voluntary conditioning or strength training, although no contact will be allowed between players and coaches. Team executives and agents will be allowed to discuss free agent players but cannot make deals until the NBA officially reopens, and that's several reports suggesting that's going to happen December 9th. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
All right, looking forward to some good stuff coming up this weekend. We've got the Ducks on Friday and Mountain View on Saturday, and big stuff on the line.
Yeah, it's a state championship game for the Mountain View Cougars. It will be a 5:30 kickoff. We'll go on the air about 5:25 with the pregame show from the OSAA. The Pac-12 championship game, of course, coming up on Friday night. And that means we're going to be down at the D&D on Friday night with another big game day event. So keep on listening. We'll give away another VIP package a little bit later on this morning.
Lots of prizes to be given away. These are just fabulous. And, you know, the D&D's got great stuff to eat as well. Fresh cut steaks, deli sliced meat and cheese, homemade hash browns, home fries, french fries, fried fries. You're going to love it.
Did I tell you about the cardio burger?
You mentioned something about that, and they...
Hamburger patty, sausage patty, some bacon, some ham, a fried egg, Swiss cheese, American cheese, cheddar cheese, pepper jack cheese, and not a vegetable in sight.
I'd like a cardiac burger and a side of paramedics, please.